So Mac and Joe, I hope you guys are there.
Yes, Pramit.
All right. Okay. So hello everybody. Good evening. This is very early morning here in India. We are near Delhi. I'm Pramit. I'm the founder of Louis Voice Control. With me, I have two of my colleagues who will help me with a quick demonstration. We'll probably show you a quick video. So I have Mac, who's in our marketing team, and Joe, who'll be doing the demonstration. I'll quickly start with just quickly giving you a bit of my background, how I got inspired to build Louis and what is Louis. So Louis Voice Control is an app that allows users to do each and everything within a supported app, within the phone settings, all of it with just voice commands. Since I'm also visually impaired, so Louis is really all about solving my own problem. I used to be sighted. I'm a computer engineer, then did MBA, worked with global companies like Unilever, Motorola, Quest Diagnostics. My vision dropped 21 years back when a drug reacted on the retina, and then it really hit me 9 years back. I was at home for 2.5-3 years doing nothing. I just lost confidence. My vision got wavy, foggy. I couldn't read a thing. Got out of it, got into consulting. A chance meeting with a venture capitalist, and he got me onto this. He, you know, and the thought of leveraging my own disability to build something that can work for others. So that's what is really, I guess, driving me. We were just talking about rose and thorns, so I can tell you the journey is one such, you know, and you got to be just sort of focused on what you want to achieve. So there'll be, you know, ups and downs, and we have faced it all. A whole lot of times when we ran out of money, the technology was very difficult to do it. How I got the idea was that a friend was actually helping me book Uber. And he took my smartphone and he asked me for my destination, put it into Uber. Uber showed up the options. I asked him to select one of them. Similarly, the rides, fares, he read out. I made a selection. He reconfirmed everything and so on. So that's when the thought came that what if I can build a virtual friend right there on the phone screen, which will do exactly what my human friend was doing. So it will take my voice commands, do each and everything within a supported app. It will do a continuous voice interaction for me if it has to get the work done end to end. And it will understand that I cannot see the screen. So there's a kind of special handholding that Louis does. So Louis currently supports, as I already said, Uber, WhatsApp, YouTube, Google search, browser support, email, Facebook Messenger, contacts, text messaging. I mean, there are a whole lot of things, you know, calling, etc. So the whole lot of things we are adding as we are going along. It's currently in Android, though we have started work on iOS also. By the end of the year, we are very sure to get iOS version out initially in beta. So what we'll start with is, Mac, if you can quickly share your video, if you can share your screen. So, you know, the first question that often comes is, how is it different from Google Assistant and Siri? So we'll just quickly show you a brief video.
I need the access to share the screen.
All right, give me just a second now. I'll try to get that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not seeing how I get that. I'll try to get that here on the phone, but I'll try to do that. Apparently, if you have another part of the presentation you get to, maybe we could circle back to that part. I'll try to figure this out.
Yeah, sure. Sure, sure.
All right, thanks.
So what we'll do, we'll quickly start with the live demonstration. Maybe you guys tell me, because there's limited time, so we can do Uber, YouTube, contacts, phone calling, email. I mean, what is it that you'd like us to do? Facebook Messenger, whatever you guys would like us, just we can just quickly do one. Shall we just do a live Uber booking?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Oh, okay. All right. So Joe, if you can start with Uber. So, and you know, so the experience we have, like I said in the story, it's really, we have kept a very similar experience, just like my human friend was helping me. Yeah, Joe, over to you.
Hey, Louis. Book Uber for Huda City Center.
Opening Uber. Uber is loading. Just a moment. Setting it up. Screen is loading. Getting things ready. Searching for destination. Please wait. Searching for destination. Huda City Center, Sector 29, Gurugram, Haryana. Huda City.
Yes.
Let's select a ride. Reading rides from low to high fare. Touch with two finger to select ride. Uber Intercity, 0 rupees. Uber Intercity for your outstation travel needs. Moto, 38 rupees and 20 paise. Moto, 1, 5:58 a.m. Affordable motorcycle rides. Connect, 44 rupees and 67 paise. Connect. Send packages to friends and family. Touch with two finger to select ride. Uber Auto, 74 rupees and 50 paise. Uber Auto 7.
Moto.
Moto, 38 rupees and 20 paise.
Select.
Your pickup location is pickup 1044 Durga Colony. Your destination is Huda City Center. Payment method, cash. Good to go with Moto. Confirm, edit, or cancel.
Confirm.
Okay, please wait, requesting a ride for you.
All right, it's very early morning and I do hope we find a rider.
Your booking is confirmed. Your driver is arriving in 3 min. Driver profile, 4.7 star rating. HR260G5820, Hero Splendor Plus. Your driver, Charanjit. Call or message driver. Share or cancel ride.
Message.
Speak your message.
Please meet me at gate number 3.
Got it. Please meet me at gate number 3. Send.
Send.
Message sent. Your booking is confirmed. Your driver is arrived.
Call.
Would you like to make a phone call or free call?
Free call.
Your booking is confirmed.
Cancel.
Cancel trip. Yes or no?
Yes.
Booking canceled.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Okay, so Mac, can you share your screen? Otherwise, pass it on to Jojo. If you can just quickly show the Google Assistant and Siri videos. Okay, but I'll just cut you. So you guys must have got the idea. So basically, it allows you to do each and everything just like a sighted user. It even goes beyond what we saw. So you can do multiple stop booking, which can be very handy. One can share one's ride with friends and family. One can even change destination. Even when I am in the ride, in midst of the ride, when I can change destination. So pretty much everything within Uber is able to do. And it just sort of runs across many apps like that. Possible for us to quickly show the video?
Yes, Pramit, I have.
Yeah, please.
Hey, Siri. Hey, Google. Book Uber for Huda Metro Station.
Okay, you've got some choices. Which do you want?
Read out for me. Hey, Google, book Uber for Huda Metro Station.
Okay, I found some choices. To choose, you can say things like the second one. So, which do you want?
Read out for me. I don't know what is the second one.
Okay, so I'll just quickly tell you. So it obviously throws up options on the screen. It just did a match of second when I said something and it opened up Uber. In any case, the best scenario with Google Assistant is that it will open up Uber. It might put in the right destination, which often is difficult to find, and that's it. And then it goes silent. The tendency is to go silent. Let's just quickly see Siri also in action.
Hey, Siri. Book Uber for Huda Metro Station.
To confirm, there's one passenger?
Two passengers.
To confirm, there's one passenger?
Okay, one passenger.
To confirm, there's one passenger?
Yes.
You will need to open Uber to complete this request.
Okay, so one is, of course, in a functional sense, Siri actually doesn't do much other than telling you to open it. Even if Uber is open, nothing really happens. The other thing in voice conversation is that users tend to be unstructured, just like we all are as we talk. So Siri was, of course, programmed to accept only yes or no when, you know, it, so it wasn't taking two passengers and stuff like that. So those are all the learnings that we have come along. So Louis is currently beta. We got users in 100 countries. Like I said, it's in Android, but we are working on iOS as well. And right now the focus is to really iteratively keep refining it, keep making it better with user feedback. And thank you so much, Luke, for inviting us. And we are happy to take your ideas, suggestions, and answer your queries.
Yeah, thanks, Pramit. We appreciate you and your team coming out and sharing with us. And yeah, it sounds like a great app, and look forward to seeing how this comes to iOS. I'm an iOS user myself, so I'm looking forward to that. Does anyone have any questions?
This is Kinshik. I have a quick question. First of all, thank you so much for presenting this. It was very cool to see that live demonstration and how it compares with the Google and the Siri alternatives. So my question for you is, actually two questions. The first one is, I'm also an iOS user. So once it comes to iOS, how can like one obtain the app? Is there a charge associated with it? And also when it comes to broader accessibility, when it comes to, like, for example, like a deafblind population, what measures can be taken to, I guess, accommodate to those groups of people? Just out of curiosity, that's in the works at all.
All right. So I'll quickly answer iOS. So like I said, by the end of the year, we'll have a beta version out. I'll tell you in pricing terms. So see, what we are running is a social venture. We do have investors in India, a couple of them in US and Singapore as well. Started off by saying, can we build something that can really positively impact the lives of visually impaired? So the approach is that I strongly believe that one part of accessibility, we normally associate accessibility with screen readers and stuff, right? But one part is also affordability. So the way we are approaching it is, so far, whatever apps we have done it for free. For example, a lot of users in US are already telling us, that can you do this app, that app, Lyft, for example, because Uber we have done. So the idea is that as we go forward, we'll be charging the companies. Hopefully we'll be able to make enough money to be sustainable. So the approach would be either keep it free for the user, or if at all we have to price it, keep it highly affordable. much lower than what a typical accessibility app is today. And sorry, if you can just tell me what was your second question. I you know, this was about a broader accessibility thing.
Yes. So, so this app is generally designed for non-visual use of various apps. And so I was kind of wondering in terms of accessibility for other types of disabilities, for example, deafness, like people that might be deafblind, that might have difficulty with pronunciation of words or whatnot, or even is there like, will the AI pick up on strong accents or mispronunciations, or how does that programming work?
Okay, great question. So first one, accessibility. So the way it's designed, and you know, it's important to have a seamless experience. So for example, a lot of accessibility apps will tell you first turn off the screen reader, voiceover, or talkback. So the Louis works completely seamlessly. So whether a screen reader is running or not running, so it works in both scenario. What it therefore means is that it can also work for sighted people. So for example, it will work for motor disabled. I have seen it work for even people with speech impairment, because right away we have users in 100 countries. It's only in English. So you can imagine, you know, the different kind of accents from Russia to South Africa to India to US. So it does work. I think we're using an AI server at the back end, so it's able to adjust accordingly. So as we go forward, I think we'll also have a hands-free version. So it will, you know, work for people, like I said, who are motor disabled, elderly people. In countries like India, Africa, people who are less educated, they cannot read, but then they can certainly interact in their native language. And we are already working on something like 15 to 20 languages across the world. It can also probably have a use case in terms of hands-free driving. So I guess as we, but right now the focus is completely on visually impaired, because you can imagine when you start off by saying that, okay, the use case is that of a blind person. You can imagine that's the most difficult use case. Now, if we can do a decent job there, then we should be able to make it work for other people as well who are sighted.
Thank you so much. That's really, really great to hear. Thanks for sharing.
So, Pramit, what could we do to help you all? Is the biggest thing we could do to help spread the word about Louis Voice and raising awareness and getting people to use that?
Yes, and also whenever, I mean, I know a lot of you, I think all of you have iPhones. So as soon as iPhone app comes out, of course, Luke will inform you. So please try it out. And like I said, provide us feedback, because there is no other way. But I'm, you know, I myself am visually impaired. We don't have any founder's ego. I love to talk to as many people across the world. And just the whole thought is just improve it and make it really work for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to that. Do we have any other questions?
Hey, I just want to say before you head out, man, that was incredible. And as soon as it becomes available on iOS, I'm definitely going to use it, because I personally cannot stand using Siri. It's about the most useless AI that's out there right now.
Yeah. Apparently, we really appreciate you guys coming out and sharing with us and demonstrating that. I thought that was... it was really good, and we appreciate that. And y'all are welcome to stay for the rest of our business meeting. But if y'all got to take off, I know you said it was early in the morning. I understand, and we appreciate you coming out and sharing with us.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for your support and your kind words. And we'll keep in touch, and we'll drop off. We'll not disturb
okay.
you.
Yes.
Right. Thanks, bye y'all. Bye.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, if you guys just give me just a second.